Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to those of you listening on the radio in Wales and beyond. Welcome to New York. And for those of you here at this beautiful theatre, the 92nd Street Y Theatre, Croeso I Cymru. Welcome to Wales. It's incredibly exciting to be here on this very special occasion for a number of reasons. One, because tomorrow marks the centenary of the birth of the great Welsh poet, Dylan Thomas. I'm wearing a bow tie in honor of Dylan. I'm sorry, I can't get it straight. I'm sorry, Dylan, it's wonky. But then you were mainly wonky through your life as well. But I apologize. And also, of course, because maybe you don't know, this very stage that I am standing on with my wonderful cast is the very stage that Under Milk Wood, the play that we are going to perform for you today, was very first performed on the 14th of May, 1953. And the only recording of Dylan Thomas doing Under Milk Wood himself was recorded on this stage at that performance. The only reason we have the recording, the Cadmon recording, wonderful Cadmon recordings of all of Dylan Thomas's readings, the only reason we have it is because at the very last second, someone thought to put a tape recorder on the stage in front of Dylan. Now, I've been told that's not true, but I'm sticking with it because it's a good story. The genesis of the play, Under Milk Wood, seemed to take somewhere around 10 years with Dylan. He'd been thinking about it for a long time. He was inspired by a number of places, a fishing village in Wales called Newquay that he went to, that geographically seems to be like the village, Lleregib, that the play is about one day in the life of. But the characters, the community that are presented in the play seem to have more to do with Larne, Dylan's beloved Larne, where he lived for many years. The play, as I say, in Genesis, seemed to pop up in letters, ideas for it. For a long time, he described it, he was going to call it The Town That Was Mad, that seems to give you a sense of what the people in the town are like. And it was still developing, it seems, even when he did that first performance. I had a wonderful letter from someone who was at that first performance in 1953, and who was 15 years old. She was a student. And she said that before the play began, the director of the Poetry Center here, John Malcolm Brinin, at the time, came out on the stage and said, "I'm terribly sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for the delay, but our author is finishing the play backstage." And apparently this is absolutely true. He was forced into a back room in order to finish the last few pages of the play, and apparently handed out those pages to the actors as they were walking onto the stage. Now, the actors who took part in it on that night were, there were six, including Dylan, like we have today. But the other five actors were American actors who were working at the Y at the time. And they did a fantastic job. But tonight I have a wonderful group of Welsh actors, all of whom I've either worked with before or I've known for many years. There are all kinds of wonderful connections up here. But of course, Dylan died before he could record the play for the BBC. And so instead, stepping into the breach, a good friend of his, Richard Burton, performed the play for the BBC recording and became synonymous with the play. And not only Richard Burton, but his wife, Sybil Williams, was in that. And the daughter of Richard Burton and Sybil Williams is with us today, Kate Burton. And in many emotional connections with what's going on today, Kate will be playing, I think, quite a few of the parts that Sybil, her mother, played in that recording. Now, bringing Wales and New York together is very emotional for me, so I won't talk any more about it because I'll probably start to weep copious amounts on this stage. So, without any further ado, I hope you enjoy on this very special occasion what we are about to present. Dylan Thomas's Under Milk Wood.